When Love Goes South, a guide to help you turn conflict around, written and read by Emma Power.
Human nature isn't something we're really taught about, but it greatly influences our experience on this planet. Knowing how and why we operate in the way that we do can make all the difference to our life journey. In this chapter, we'll begin to understand our nature and those of our loved ones. These aspects of who we are and how we behave constantly affect the quality of our connections. A lack of self-awareness is one of the greatest causes of conflict in relationships. So let's open up and delve deep as we get to know ourselves and our loved ones on a whole new level. The ego and how it gets involved. Each of us has an image of who we think we are. Our sense of self is made up of a collection of identifications we've gathered that feel like me. This conditioned self, called the ego, starts to form in childhood. It begins with the reflection we receive from the people around us. As we grow, we continue to collect and learn patterns, beliefs, definitions, behaviours, constructs, and judgments. We are told who we are, what we should feel, and how we should think by our families, the culture, and the systems around us. We identify with how we look, what we own, our titles, and our perception of success or failure. Essentially, our identity is based on this image of ourselves that we have absorbed and then built. The ego is what we perceive as I. It's the voice in our head. Many people have very little or no awareness of the ego. Think of the ego as a shield. Its purpose is to protect us from the outer world. It helps us to survive, and in order to do this, it needs to view everything outside of itself as separate to it. The sense of I is what propels us to protect our body. It motivates us and gives us something to fight for. Beneath this hard shell of protection is your authentic self. This is who you truly are in your innermost being. The ego, however, builds itself so strongly, working so hard to preserve itself over the years, that most of us think that the ego is who we are, and it can be very hard to see beyond that layer. In his book, A New Earth, spiritual teacher and author Eckhart Tolle teaches us that nothing strengthens the ego more than feeling separate to others. He says, "Every ego is continuously struggling for survival, trying to protect and enlarge itself. To uphold the I thought, it needs the opposite thought of the other. The conceptual I cannot survive without the conceptual other. The others are most others when I see them as my enemies." He also tells us that nothing feels better than making someone else wrong. He says, "There is nothing that strengthens the ego more than being right. Being right is identification with a mental position, a perspective, an opinion, a judgment, a story. For you to be right, of course, you need someone else to be wrong. And so the ego loves to make wrong in order to be right. In other words, you need to make others wrong in order to get a stronger sense of who you are. Being right places you in a position of imagined moral superiority in relation to the person or situation that is being judged and found wanting. It is that sense of superiority the ego craves and through which it enhances itself.